Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Mike Radish, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026 at 9:52 Israel time, 6:52 UTC. IDF strikes over 85 Hezbollah sites, issues evacuation warnings, US awaits Iran reply, May 9, 0652 UTC, 0952 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, the IDF struck over 85 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon and issued evacuation warnings for 9 villages, while the US expects Iran's response to a ceasefire proposal. Hezbollah drone attacks wounded 3 Israeli soldiers, and settler violence escalated in the West Bank. The US imposed new sanctions on entities aiding Iran's drone program, and a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire was announced. Here is the key picture. The IDF intensified operations against Hezbollah, striking over 85 targets, including an underground weapons facility in the Bekaa Valley, and ordering evacuations in the Tyre district. US President Trump said he expects Iran's reply to the latest ceasefire proposal tonight, as naval clashes continue in the Strait of Hormuz. And in the West Bank, settler attacks wounded a Palestinian man and his son, while Israeli forces killed a suspect in Rahat during an arrest operation. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the US awaits Tehran's formal reply to a ceasefire proposal aimed at ending the war in the Gulf, though exchanges of fire continue in the Strait of Hormuz regardless. Iran's UN ambassador denounced US strikes on 2 Iranian oil tankers and coastal sites as violations of the April 8th ceasefire. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Esmael Baqaei called the Trump administration's simultaneous pursuit of a nuclear deal and threats of nuclear attack a grotesque absurdity. The US Treasury also imposed new sanctions on 10 individuals and entities in China, Belarus, Hong Kong, and the UAE for aiding Iran's weapons programs, including Shahed drone production. And Supreme Leader Khamenei remains isolated and is receiving treatment for severe burns sustained earlier, communicating only through face-to-face meetings or messengers. On the naval front, US and Iranian forces clashed on May 8th, with CENTCOM striking Iranian tankers and Iran firing missiles and drones at the UAE. The Pentagon released video of the tanker strikes. Shipping traffic through Hormuz remains at 5% of pre-war levels. In Lebanon, beyond the headline strikes, Hezbollah launched explosive drones that seriously wounded 1 Israeli soldier and moderately wounded 2 others. Israeli Channel 12 reported Hezbollah has fired approximately 160 drones at IDF forces, around 90 of which were fiber-optic guided and immune to jamming. Israeli artillery shelled Kfar Tebnit and Mavdun, and an Israeli drone struck a commercial facility on the Shehabieh Kfar Dunin Road. Lebanon's national news agency said 31 people were killed in southern Lebanon on Friday, including a rescue worker. Moving to Gaza, Israeli artillery shelled eastern areas of Gaza City. A Palestinian child from Gaza expressed longing for his detained father and grief over the loss of his mother and brother in Israeli airstrikes. In a video circulated by Quds News Network, a Palestinian journalist released after a year in administrative detention described losing 130 pounds due to Israeli food rations. In the West Bank, a Palestinian man and his young son were attacked by settlers wielding sharp objects in Beit Fajar, south of Bethlehem, suffering head injuries. In Lubin Ashakia, south of Nablus, settlers set fire to a house. Israeli forces stormed Nablus, and in Jenin, troops forced residents to remove a body from a grave near a settlement and fired stun grenades at Palestinians on a picnic near Bethlehem. 4 Palestinians were detained in Batia while hiking near a railway line. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich ordered the IDF civil administration to uproot 3,000 trees in the West Bank. And border police officers shot and killed a suspect in Rahat who violently resisted arrest during a vehicle investigation. On the multilateral track, a UN meeting heard a stark warning on the West Bank crisis, with a participant describing the situation as terrible. The US has also urged the UN Security Council to pressure Iran to stop attacks and allow humanitarian relief in the Strait of Hormuz, though the resolution's prospects are uncertain. Elsewhere, President Trump announced a 3-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. From Saturday to Monday, coinciding with Russia's Victory Day commemorations. Both sides also pledged to release 1,000 prisoners of war. At the 2026 Venice Biennale, artists shut down several national pavilions in protest against Israel's inclusion, citing the war in Gaza. Pavilions of Belgium, the Netherlands, Austria, Japan, and South Korea closed fully or partially. Right-wing President Laura Fernandez was inaugurated in Costa Rica. The FBI is investigating a disruption to an online learning management system affecting schools and students across the U.S. Families displaced by border fighting between Cambodia and Thailand face ongoing struggles amid a tense ceasefire. And the IMF approved a $1.32 billion aid package for Pakistan, which is mediating between Iran and the U.S. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic operations has accelerated sharply on the Lebanon front, with the IDF striking over 85 Hezbollah targets in 24 hours, a significant escalation from the targeted assassination of a Radwan commander and sporadic drone interceptions seen in the prior week. The protagonist set has widened. While Hezbollah and the IDF remain the primary belligerents, the U.S. is now directly engaged in naval combat with Iran in the Strait of Hormuz, a front that was dormant under the April 8th ceasefire. This dual-front intensification marks a departure from the previous pattern of contained tit-for-tat exchanges. The diplomatic track, however, shows continuity, with the U.S. still awaiting Iran's reply to a ceasefire proposal, though the deadline pressure from Trump suggests a narrowing window for de-escalation. On the information environment, the U.S. is pushing a narrative of calibrated pressure. Trump frames the Hormuz strikes as a love tap while insisting the ceasefire holds, and new sanctions target Iran's drone supply chain. Iran frames the U.S. as the ceasefire violator and highlights the grotesque absurdity of simultaneous negotiation and military threats. Hezbollah's Al-Manar emphasizes the effectiveness of fiber-optic drones that evade Israeli jamming, projecting resilience. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark on the Iranian leadership's health. Reports indicate Khamenei is isolated with severe burns, but no visual confirmation exists, leaving a vacuum that both sides can exploit. The Israeli narrative of defensive operations is winning in Western media, but the evacuation warnings for 9 Lebanese villages risk shifting the framing toward civilian displacement. And the synthesis, the simultaneous escalation on the Lebanon and Hormuz fronts is not coincidental but reflects a deliberate U.S.-Israeli strategy to force Iran into a binary choice, accept the ceasefire on terms that constrain its regional proxies, or face a two-front degradation campaign. The IDF's evacuation warnings in southern Lebanon serve a dual purpose. They prepare the battlefield for expanded ground operations, while signaling to Hezbollah's political base that the cost of continued attacks will be borne by civilians. A counter-reading is that the U.S. and Israel are simply reacting to Iranian and Hezbollah provocations without a coordinated plan. However, the synchronized timing of the Hormuz strikes, the new sanctions, and the intensified Lebanon campaign, all while Trump publicly sets a deadline for Iran's reply, suggests a coherent pressure campaign designed to exploit perceived Iranian weakness, particularly the uncertainty around Khamenei's health. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three things to watch. 1. Check Flight Radar 24 for any military or VIP aircraft movements between Tehran and Muscat or Doha in the next 24 hours, as these could indicate shuttle diplomacy for the ceasefire reply. 2. Review Sentinel-1 SR imagery of Bandar Abbas port for damage assessment from U.S. strikes and any naval redeployments. 3. Monitor the Telegram channel Sabarin News for posting cadence and content shifts regarding Iranian leadership health rumors, as Khamenei's condition may influence decision-making timelines. Looking at the predictions through a status quo lens.
Within 24 hours, Iran will deliver a formal reply to the U.S. ceasefire proposal, likely through the Swiss embassy or Oman, but it will contain conditions unacceptable to Washington, extending the diplomatic stalemate. Before the end of the weekend, Hezbollah will launch another fiber-optic guided drone attack on IDF positions, wounding at least one soldier as it seeks to demonstrate continued capability despite IDF strikes. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours, with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange, as both sides avoid opening a third front while the U.S.-Iran naval conflict simmers. Now looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, Iran will retaliate for the U.S. tanker strikes by targeting a UAE-flagged vessel in the Gulf of Oman with a shore-based anti-ship missile, escalating the maritime conflict to include GCC states, with low confidence. By Monday, the IDF will launch a limited ground incursion into southern Lebanon following the evacuation warnings, seizing a buffer zone to push Hezbollah rocket teams out of range, triggering intense clashes with low confidence. And within 72 hours, a senior Iranian military commander will publicly declare that the April 8th ceasefire is void due to US violations, formally ending the truce and authorizing IRGC naval forces to engage US ships without restriction, with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Radish, signing off from Jerusalem.